From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. The COVID-19 pandemic status in Indonesia has officially ended. The Forum of Senior Official Meeting for Transnational Crimes is expected to produce mutual agreement in eradicating transnational crimes. And here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government officially revoked the COVID-19 pandemic status on Wednesday. The decision was announced by President Joko Widodo at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta and broadcast via the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel.
Sejak hari ini, Rabu, 21 Juni 2023,
Since Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, the government has decided to revoke pandemic status and Indonesia starts entering the endemic period. Of course, with this decision, the government hopes the national economy will move better and improve the quality of people's socio-economic life. Moreover, President Joko Widodo mentioned three reasons of the revocation of the COVID-19 pandemic status. First, the decision was taken in line with the revocation of status of public health emergency of international concern for COVID-19 done by World Health Organization. Secondly, the daily confirmed number of COVID cases in Indonesia is getting closer to zero. Third, the results of the Sero survey show that 99% of Indonesian people have COVID antibodies. The National Police Chief General Police Listio Sigit Prabowo hopes there will be an agreement at a meeting of leaders of ASEAN countries in Labuan Bajo in August. It was said by General Listio Sigit at the Senior Officials Meeting for Transnational Crime or SOMTC Forum in Yogyakarta on June 20th until 23rd. The agreement he means is about the prevention or eradication of transnational crime in the ASEAN region. The senior officials will sign the formulations obtained at the SOMTC at the IMTC meeting in Labuan Bajo, so it will become a joint decision or Bajo declaration. General Listio Sigit Prabowo expects that through a joint agreement produced by SOMTC, police officers can more easily overcome transnational crimes, particularly to arrest suspects or perpetrators who have fled or are abroad, such as cases of drug trafficking, criminal acts of human trafficking, money laundering cases, and other transnational crimes.
Harapan kita dengan kegiatan hari ini dan nanti akan
we hope that today's activities and later at the final meeting in Labuan Bajo, attended by chiefs of police from all ASEAN, the cooperation in dealing with transnational crimes, especially the three main cases as well as several other cases, will truly be carried out optimally. So the arrest of the perpetrators of criminal acts who have run away abroad can be arrested after we have discussed those in more detail related to existing policies and operational cooperation. Meanwhile, the head of Resort Crime Agency, Commissioner General Police Agus Andrianto, conveyed that with the joint agreement realized at the 23rd SOMTC in Yogyakarta, the Indonesian National Police hopes that transnational crime problems will be more easily handled. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, has discussed accelerating the completion of Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement with the Committee on International Trade, or INTA, of the European Parliament. As quoted by Antara, according to a press release published on the ministry's website on Wednesday, Minister Airlangga conveyed that Indonesia and European Union are aiming to finish the discussions of the substance of the agreement by the end of 2030. Founder and chairperson of the Foreign Policy Community of Indonesia, or FPCI, Dino Patijalal, contended that the climate change must be incorporated into Indonesia's development strategy, which also includes whoever will run for the country's presidency in 2024 election. In the Net Zero Summit 2023 press briefing in Jakarta on Wednesday, he stated that whoever runs as a presidential candidate in the next election, he gave an environmental policy example adopted by European countries in protecting the climate through legal policies. He implied that those who do not align with the government's net zero policy will be deemed in the violation of the law. It is a claustrophobic, terrifying prospect being trapped in a 22-foot submersible, potentially thousands of feet underwater, with oxygen running out. As reported by BBC.com on June 22nd, the exact whereabouts of the Titanic submersible and the condition of the five crew on board are unknown. It is thought that the vessel may have less than 10 hours of oxygen remaining, creating a race against time to find the sub before it is too late. As Dr. Ken Lattice, a hyperbaric medicine expert at Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, has told BBC News that running out of air is not the only danger those on board face. The vessel may have lost electrical power, which is likely to have a role in controlling the amount of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the vessel. According to the American military chief, Lieutenant General Alexis Grinkiewicz, a commander of the 9th Air Force, the U.S. Air Force has stepped up its presence in the Middle East to help combat the growing challenges arising from the activities of regional and international adversaries in the region. As quoted by ArabNews.com, Alexis, during a briefing on Wednesday, said the deployment this month of U.S. F-22 Raptor fighters to the region was intended to provide extra strength in the face of a potential threats from Iran or Russia in Syria or elsewhere. President of the Republic of Korea Yoon Suk-yeol and his wife arrived in Hanoi on Thursday, starting their state-level visit to Vietnam. The visit comes as the two countries upgraded their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year. As reported by VOVWorld.vn, during the visit, the President Yoon will hold talks with President Hwang and witness the signing ceremony of cooperation documents. He will meet Prime Minister Phan Minh-chinh and National Assembly Chairman Wong Thien-hwa, pay courtesy visit to Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Thuong, and attend the Vietnam-Korea Business Forum. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Hundreds of visitors consisting of Japanese people and Indonesian citizens in Japan flocked to the Indonesian party, which was held at a shopping area in Tenri City, Nara Prefecture, Japan, on Saturday. The activity with the theme Let's Touch Indonesia was organized by alumni Tenri Indonesian Language Department, Indonesian Friendship Association Tenri, and the Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka. The Indonesian Consulate General in Osaka, Diana Sutikno, in her remarks stated that one of the efforts to strengthen cooperation between Japan and Indonesia was to strengthen people-to-people relations through activities such as the Indonesian Tenri Festival. She also invited visitors to visit Indonesia because the global status of the COVID-19 pandemic had been revoked by the World Health Organization, WHO. Diana Sutikno emphasized that 2023 is a special year for Indonesia and Japan in connection with the celebration of 65 years of relation between the two countries. Meanwhile, in his opening remarks, Mayor of Tenri, Ken Namikawa, expressed his happiness that after 3 years of being stopped due to the pandemic, the people of Tenri could once again celebrate the Indonesia Tenri Festival. He also feels proud that among the Japanese people in the city of Tenri, many can speak Indonesian. The visitors to the Indonesian festivals were presented with performances of Indonesian arts and culture, including angklung performances by the Pasir Bintang Group, Balinese gamelan by Tenri Sansukan, shadow puppets by the Majika Majika Group, pencaksilat by the Setia Hati Group, Balinese dance by the Arjuna Srikandi Group, and Indonesian and Japanese songs performed by YouTubers Icha Zahra. Uniquely, the community of art galleries that presented performances of Indonesian arts and culture are mostly Japanese citizens. In addition to arts and cultural performances, the visitor to the Indonesian festival could also taste Indonesian culinary delights, including chicken satay, chicken soup, fried noodles, fried chicken, rolled omelettes, and stuffed tofu. During the ceremonial series, Hisashi Nakanishi, chair of the Alumni Department of Indonesian in Japan, announced that Tenri University will again open an Indonesian language department. The Indonesian department was closed for 10 years, and it will reopen and accept students for the 2024 academic year. Prior to becoming the Indonesian language department at Tenri University, Indonesian had been taught at the College of Foreign Languages, majoring in Malay in Tenri City in 1925.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history on June 22nd with an event in 1941 about Nazi German invasion on the Soviet Union. On June 22, 1941, more than 3 million German troops invaded the Soviet Union from the Balkan Sea in the north to the Black Sea in the south. They were assisted by 500,000 soldiers from Finland, Romania, Hungary, Italy, Slovakia, Croatia, and Spain. Three groups of German army penetrated deep into Soviet territory. Millions of Soviet soldiers were surrounded and forced to surrender. German troops continued to advance to the outskirts of Moscow. In December 1941, the Soviet Union launched a counter-offensive, forcing the Germans to withdraw from Moscow. We move to the next event of June 22nd about the anniversary of the city of Jakarta. June 22nd was designated as the anniversary of the city of Jakarta by Sudiro, Jakarta mayor from 1953 to 1960 period. Sudiro referred to the text entitled From Jakarta to Jakarta, which said June 22, 1527 was the day closest to the establishment of Jakarta city by Fatahillah from the Kingdom of Demak. The text was then submitted by Sudiro to the Provisional City Representative Council, which then determined June 22, 1527 as the establishment of the city of Jakarta by reaffirming the name Jakarta on June 22, 1956. Moreover, since then every June 22, a special session of Jakarta City Council is held as a tradition to commemorate the establishment of Jakarta. We end today in history with an event on June 22 about World Rainforest Day. The World Rainforest Day was set on June 22, 2017, when the Rainforest Partnership Organization held a conference in Austin, Texas, the United States of America, to discuss saving the Amazon forest. Since then, June 22 has been designated as the World Rainforest Day. The commemoration aims to raise public awareness about the importance of conservation of rainforests and all the biotic species that live in them for climate, biodiversity, culture, and livelihood. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Tak seindah kemarin. menggenapi sempurnanya hidup bersamamu. Jika hariku lalui tanpa hawamu, percuma senyumku dengan dia. Sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in My Indonesia, BNPB 1,778 disasters in January until June 2023. The Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency recorded some 1,778 disasters that happened in Indonesia from 1st of January to 19th June 2023. The agency's Deputy for Prevention, Prasinta Dewi, on Tuesday said until June 19, 2023, the disasters were dominated by flood, extreme weather, and landslides. These disasters have caused 156 lives lost, 8 people missing, 5,496 wounded and affected, and more than 2.8 million people have to evacuate. There were 15 earthquakes, 2 volcanic eruptions, 658 floods, 605 extreme weathers, 321 landslides, 154 forest and land fires, 18 tidal waves and abrasions, as well as 5 drought cases. Among those disasters, Prasinta highlighted the frequency of land and forest fire that are increasing on a weekly basis. It was only one case in the first week of May and became 18 in June's first week. That was suspected to be caused by the dry season, which at the same time increases hydrometeorological disasters. Therefore, Prasinta concluded that all regions in the country must be on alert and ready for the dry season's peak, predictably starting in June. As a response for El Nino early warning, per May 29, 2023, 6 priority provinces have declared land and forest fire emergency alert status, namely Riau, Jambi, South Sumatra, West Kalimantan, South Kalimantan, and Central Kalimantan. BNPB also responded with some community-based preventions, such as making disaster risk study, disaster risk reduction forum, and village volunteers, village contingency plan, simulation, and boreholes. Public education is also expanded to mitigate the land and forest fires in all regions. Therefore, BNPB is joining hands with the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency, as well as the regional government. It also formed farmer groups, facilitator, mapped participatory lands, and planted explanatory plants. And that's my Indonesia.
Sampai saat ini tak terfikir olehku. Aku pernah beri rasa pada orang seperti seandainya sejak awal tak ku yakinkan diriku. Tutur kata yang sempurna tak sebaik yang ku kira. Andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu. Bagaimana dengan aku terlanjur mencintaimu yang datang beri harapan lalu pergi dan menghilang tak terfikirkan olehmu. Hatiku hancur karenamu tanpa sedikit alasan pergi tanpa. Sebaik yang ku kira, andai ku tahu semua akan sia-sia, takkan ku terima cinta sesaatmu.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, coinciding with Jakarta's 496th anniversary, today we introduce to you one of the typical Betawi dances, namely the Cokek dance. This dance is an acculturation with the Chinese culture. The Cokek dance was brought by a Chinese merchant named Tan Siokek to the Teluk Naga area, Tangerang, in the 19th century. The merchant also brought a two-stringed rabab musical instrument, which was then collaborated with the local musical instruments, such as the flute, kempul, gong, kecrek, and drums. The song, a blend of Chinese and Tangerang traditions, is called Gambang Kromo. Initially, the Cokek dance was played by three female dancers. Now, Cokek dance performances are often played by five, too many female dancers, and several male musicians, some of whom accompany the female dances. The female dancers wear kebaya made of silk, which are green, red, yellow, and purple. The dancers' hair is braided and bun. The specialty of the Cokek dance can be seen in the body movements of the dancer, who moves slowly, making it easy to follow. The dance begins with an elongated formation, where the position of one dancer and another dancer are next to each other. After that, the feet of the dancer are moved back and forth, followed by a stretch of the arms at shoulder level. The range of the hand is adjusted to the movement of the foot that moves back and forth. This movement is then followed by an invitation to the audience to join in dancing. The invitation to the audience was carried out by draping a scarf around the neck. The dancers pull it forward. The process of dancing together is carried out close to the dancers and the audience, but without touching each other. When dancing in pairs, they show funny movements, namely holding each other's chins, holding their ears, holding their shoulders, and pointing to each other's noses. The humorous movements are carried out while rocking the hips alternately and gradually decreasing until they are close to the ground. The word Cokek actually comes from the Chinese language, namely Chukin, which means a scarf that is less than 1 meter long, which is used by female dancers to attract their partners. There are also those who interpret Cokek as a singer who also play as the dancer. Usually, Cokek dance is performed to enliven a celebration, festivities, or celebrations. Now, the Cokek dance is rarely performed in the Betawi area, even in Jakarta. But in Benteng area, Tangerang, the Cokek dance can still be performed in a wedding party. Cokek dance is usually performed at the beginning of a series of an event. If the Cokek performance is held for a wedding, the Cokek dancers usually invite the groom or several invited guests to dance together. When it is performed to welcome the guest of honor, local officials and the guest of honor are the first to have the opportunity to dance with the Cokek dancers. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights Jakarta 496th anniversary series of events. Listeners, every June 22nd, the city of Jakarta commemorates its anniversary. This year, the anniversary of the city of Jakarta is entering its 496th year. Jakarta Regional Secretary Joko Agus Setiono stated a series of activities for DKI Jakarta's 496th anniversary will be held from 22nd May to July 2023. The top event will take place on 22nd June 2023, coinciding with Jakarta's 496th anniversary with the theme Jakarta Becomes Works for the Archipelago. This theme is related to the slogan of the capital city, namely Jakarta's Success for Indonesia. Joko said this theme means that Jakarta is ready to optimize all its resources to realize people's welfare and sustainable development, as well as being a barometer and a trigger for progress for other regions in Indonesia. The first series of events for the Jakarta anniversary has been begun on May 22nd, marked by the declaration of the 496th Jakarta anniversary at Monas, Central Jakarta, followed by the release of 496 birds and the planting of dozens of cempaka trees. With this declaration, a series of activities for the City of Jakarta anniversary have started and will end July 2023. There are various festivities held by the DKI Jakarta Provincial Government to welcome the 496th anniversary of the City of Jakarta. On June 22nd, in the peak of the commemoration of Jakarta's anniversary, the DKI Provincial Government will visit the Kalibata Heroes Cemetery. After the pilgrimage, DKI Provincial Government held a ceremony to commemorate Jakarta's 496th anniversary in the Monas area. Then, the plenary session of the DKI Jakarta Regional People's Legislative Assembly is also held, and an evening reception. Furthermore, the Regional Secretary, Joko, also invites the public, including the business world, to participate in celebrating Jakarta's anniversary by installing the attributes of Jakarta's 496th anniversary in their respective environments. That's Miss Seleni.
Kalau harus ku mengingatmu lagi, aku takkan sanggup dengan yang terjadi pada kita. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Kalau aku ya ku kalah, cinta ini pahit dan tak harus memiliki. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih. Meskipun tak mungkin, walaupun ku mau bawa kamu lewat mesin waktu. Jika melupakanmu hal yang mudah, ini takkan berat, takkan membuat hatiku lelah. Panjang perjalanan yang harus ku lalui, merelakanmu. Jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin. Walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu, oh, 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 oh. Akan merubah takdir cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin. Walaupun ku mau membawa kamu, oh, jika aku bisa, ku akan kembali, ku akan merubah cinta yang ku pilih, meskipun tak mungkin. Walaupun ku mau membawa kamu lewat mesin waktu.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, coming up next, a song by Potret. Listener, coming up next, a song by Potret. Potret is a Jakarta-based music group formed in 1995. It consisted of Melly Goeslo as the vocalist, Nikita Dompas as the guitarist, Anto Hod as the bassist, Mary Kasiman as the keyboard player, and Aksan Sujuman as the drummer. After the successful debut album Potret in 1995, the group released their second one dubbed Potret 2 in 1997. One of their main singles was Mak Comblang. The easy listening song was all about Mak Comblang, a term for a wingman who helps someone in getting hooked up. But in this song, the wingman was falling in love with the target. Well, here is Mak Comblang by Potret.
Jangan
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Selama ini kau masih berasa. Aku selalu menantimu. Dua minggu kau tak menghampiri. Karena kau dengan yang lain. Ibaratnya hatiku sayang. Karena pikiranmu salah. Selama ini setiap kau tak datang sayang.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.